There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
While lots of car repair places give lip service to the care and feeding of your car, only one name is on the lips of people who want to keep their cars for 200,000 miles or more.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
One repair chain is putting itself smack dab between you and the grim car reaper. Now, suppose I told you that chain has dedicated itself to helping you avoid car payments for as long as possible. I'll bet one name would be on your lips, too.
Thank you for calling Merlin. This is Don. How would you like to turn left at 100,000 miles and drive another 100,000 miles?
There's a drive for 200,000 going on at one place and one place only.
At Merlin, we care about you and your car.
Right now, you can get up to a $30 rebate on brake service at Merlin. Stop by for a free brake inspection or visit merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
It's night. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We are the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield.
It was a tough shot up there with Derek's. Shot a day or two ago. We wanted to try to take away anything going to the basket. Wanted to get anything. That's why he put him on the ball. He wanted us to try to string him out, try to get a long pass out. He came out, Jimmy was right in his face. It was a tough shot.
Yes, it was. That's Bulls forward Taj Gibson talking about LeBron's buzzer beater, which lifted the Cavs over the Bulls to tie their Eastern Conference second round series at 2 games apiece. Gibson and company now head back to Cleveland for a critical game 5. We await word on Pau Gasol's availability. Baseball now, White Sox take to the road tonight. Don't have to travel far. They've got the Brewers at Miller Park, where they'll face Willie Peralta, the right-hander getting just over 2 runs of support per game, 4th worst in the major leagues. Jeff Samardzija hoping that trend continues when he starts for the Sox. Pre-game early tonight, 5:45 on The Score with Chris Ranji. Cubs coming home to host the Mets at Wrigley Field. New York has fattened up at home. They're 13-3 there, but just 7-8 on the road. John Lester against Jacob deGrom in the series opener. Hockey, the Blackhawks now set their sights on the Ducks. They will meet them in the Western Conference Finals. No changes on the Hawks' lines of practice this morning, with the exception of Joakim Nordstrom skating on the fourth line with Andrew Desjardins under the weather. Tonight, the Lightning can knock out the Canadiens with a win at home. Tampa Bay leads their second-round series 3-2. In the NBA playoffs, Washington hosts Atlanta, a 2-1 series lead. Also, the Grizzlies can move ahead of the Warriors 3-1 with a win in Memphis. College hoops, former Duke guard Rashid Suleiman signing on at Maryland for next season. And the Bears bring in the veterans now to join the rookies up at Hallis Hall. Rookie minicamp concluded this weekend. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University's Illinois Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And join the score at Chris Ronji next Saturday at U.S. Cellular Field at the new Xfinity Zone by Section 112 for the White Sox pregame show. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 5:45. Sox will take on the Brewers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Doug. And thank you, Jordan. Looking forward to your play-by-play from the House of Horrors.
Miller Park, known as the House of Horrors.
Uh-huh. Casey Johnson joined us.
Oh,
yeah.
I did too.
Yeah, Jordan made it the House of Horrors.
He made
today.
It the House of Horrors.
I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be careful up there.
Miller Park, been a House of Horrors for Jeff Samardzija.
Oh, he said horrors. No, he didn't.
He did. I'm the first guy to be completely unfair with Miss here.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's going to happen
House
here.
House of Horrors
next four
for
hours.
Jeff Samardzija.
Come on, man. That is
horrors. That's pretty close.
That's close.
That's no good.
That's pretty close.
I told him this is his welcome. This is his welcome in.
Oh, yeah.
He's been here for like a month and a half, but he finally had his moment.
I assume that one of the rooms at the Miller Park House of Horrors is you slide down the barrel thing all the way, just right into the room.
There's a Paul George room.
You start talking and I get frightened now, so I don't know where you're going with things anymore.
How about that Bulls game, man?
God. Friday night, this guy just went in and lit a bomb in the room and walked
left.
Four
people
exploded everything and walked out. Like, holy crap!
Four
get me
people
rewrite.
In some way, somehow, where the first thing they said was like, "Your boy Spiegel, like, he went in." I was like, "What happened?"
Yeah, my first thought is, if you clean that up a bit and bring some of that to the air, you got a brand new show.
Nah, Spiegel.
My Spiegel's God, you're Mr. Nice Guy here. Everything's
Bob
all Sackett happy,
all of a
sports, and
fuzzy
all that.
The feelings.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, there's no feelings there.
Who the
there.
Hell is that guy? I mean, it's yeah. I'm no shrinking violet, and I literally covered my face. I hid my face.
Well, apparently with one of the jokes, you should have.
What stuff? You're talking about the Aunt Judy material? Or the,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not the score. We know, most of the stuff.
Yeah, I took a couple shots at you, whatever.
Yeah, but that's expected. Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. But the
Aunt shots Judy caught astray for no reason?
All of a sudden, here comes Aunt Judy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with shots at other people, but no, this Aunt Judy thing, yeah. I'm told. I mean, I had 10 different people say, "Did you hear what Spiegel did?" And I said, "No, I'd like to know. What did he do?"
Yeah, the old Eddie Curry special towel was necessary.
I'm looking around, and I wrote to some, some cutesy stuff. I thought I was taking a couple shots of people. I'm just looking at this material, thinking, "Well, screw this.
All right, that's enough
of this."
Because Speaks the filter. He'll start to do the material again.
Yeah, so I really
We got to back him. We got to light the mic on fire and push it away from his face.
But it's a rare opportunity to do that kind of stuff, Jay. Who hasn't dreamed of sitting around and being in a writer's room? For Letterman or for Sir Kimmel or something like that, and so you get an opportunity to try and do it. Let's go!
I think even they'd be embarrassed.
I read a terrific article about that, about how because of the ubiquity of cell phone cameras, comics can't work on their stuff.
Yep.
They can't go fail. They can't go to a tiny little club. Everything is a national set now.
That's why they tell you
they
immediately.
Still do, though.
We see any phones, you will be kicked
out.
Yeah,
they do, but even so, like you can't. If they don't know where the boundaries are with some of these things because all of a sudden they're in the outrage blender.
Right. Chris Rock doesn't want to go to college campuses because everybody can't wait to be offended
about
everybody's
something. Outraged about something. Yeah.
No, but Rock will still go to a small club and work out, and Louis will still go to a small club and work out.
I saw Chappelle at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, and he was like, "Hey, y'all, this is going to be me working on my hour." Like this, he said it straight out. Like, "I'm going to work on my hour here. So there's going to be some things you won't laugh at. There's going to be some things we have fun with." And it was terrific.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there. Like,
I would love
that. This guy's sharpening his sword a little bit. This isn't a joke after joke. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
And what a weekend, because we had the roast, and then we had all the sports.
Wearing.
I mean, a ton of sports. And then
the results of the roast.
Lawrence festivities. Mm-hmm. And it just, we had this mix of sports and score and people.
Golf. We had good golf.
Oh,
yeah. Ricky Fowler, like,
golf.
Take a look at it. Take a look at my Akron package.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Overrated. How overrated is this charge?
And then he had the girl come out there. How about the story of his mother and his sister getting ready to go hop on a plane and taking a car to the airport, and his college coach texting his mom saying, hey, you got to get back here. Ricky just did something historic. Like, Ricky's back nine. I don't know if anybody was – well, a lot of people were watching, but his back nine, what he did, and on 12 out of, after the shot in the bunker, I mean, yep. he was outstanding. His college coach texts his mom and his sister, say, hey, get off that plane. Come here right now. They're getting
get
ready to,
off that plane.
they're getting ready to board. They actually sent their luggage ahead. They get ready to board. They get back in the car. They make it back in time for him to win. And he gets to kiss his girlfriend on national television. It was awesome.
Did you see Thibodeau's mom?
Yes.
Mama Thibs.
Oh, yeah. She looks like
it looks like yeah. it's like a Monty Python bit.
It's Lady Tibbs.
Seriously, it
might have
like,
been Terry Jones in drag.
It looked like Fibs in possible. A wig. The handshaking eyes.
And I was like where's Mama Paxson? Where's Mama Foreman? Right. Keep them away.
Throwing popcorn at her or something. I mean, or hitting with a cane. Cater. I saw that. I thought it was a cane.
Setting himself on fire after the last shot.
Spitting image of Mama Tibbs and Sonny Tibbs and Sonny Cox and everybody out there. So,
Mr. Tibbs.
But let me finish this. Casey Johnson, Chris Hayes from Cleveland.com, and Bruce Levine were our guests. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shipkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gersh of the video stream does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Matt Bray is our intern. Jordan Burnfield with the updates live from the House of Horrors. Tomorrow on the show, Dan Pompey on the Bears rookie camp. Shannon Ryan on the Illinois Twitter onslaught from the student and what that means for Tim Beckman and more. Wayne Randazzo, because it's Mets week. That's fun. He did take the Mets job. And Joe Madden at noon tomorrow, as usual.
This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. All right, fellas, last night was fun until that bad man got
a
shot in the corner.
You know what's interesting is that they're still... You know, I know the Pau was not playing, but I mean, they're so down. They got nothing but LeBron and J.R. Smith. Everybody else is just like, I mean, the little man can't move. He's got 1 foot, and you still can't beat him. On your home court with an 11-point lead.
You had to win that one.
You got
to
stop that.
You had to win that one.
You're doing. MRI today, by the way. He had an MRI revealing tendonitis in his left knee, but Chris Haynes came on with us and said it's worse. He's compensating so much with that.